twebaza Katonda.
We thank God
for the
moment He has added us
to seek
Him within His holy book, just as His promise is. When He said, loves them who love Him, and they who diligently seek Him will see Him. When He spoke with us in Proverbs 8:17, but He told us
that
as if we get to see Him, let us totally search Him out with all our hearts, like Jeremiah 29, from verses 10 unto 12. Even because of that, we are here seeking for Him, and just as we are searching totally for Him,
and
not to seek on the mountains, neither in the valleys, but in every place where 2-3 will gather, as they look at the book of the Lord, like Isaiah 34, verse 16.
And
look within the book of the Lord and read.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Even though we can move on to understand
the
photocopy of the family which was given us and the holy marriage, we know that we have the holy clan, the holy priesthood, the holy family.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Ephesians 2 speaks of it, that we are God's household, we are of the holy priesthood.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Family.
Our Father is one who began the family, that is our Father in heaven, and
He
began with the mother of all creations, that's the Lord Jesus, even our uncle, that is the Holy Spirit. He is the auntie. All we within heavens and earth, we who are led by the Spirit of the Lord, we become to be offsprings. First and foremost, all of us, we are offsprings of the Lord. But they refuse to be led by God's Spirit, and they got out from being God's children.
Now,
that same family, it's what it gave an image to us, and within us appeared a physical father, and there appeared a physical mother, and there appeared the uncle and the auntie of the physical, even the children.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
all you within this family, you must be in the exact image of the children of God, or if you're a child. If you are a father, you must do things just like the Father in heaven, to show that you are a messenger of His, of the Father in heaven.
It
means the child you get to, you must make them know that their real Father is in heaven. Me, I am an ambassador of His.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even you, mother of the children, you have to tell them their real mother in heaven, the one who birthed us the second time, that is the Lord Jesus.
Now,
you, the uncle, and the aunt, must see that you appear like the Holy Spirit in guiding and in all teaching. Now, images like that, we came abandoning them, and it caused the angels who had to serve us to abandon us. We heard that there are also angels of the family, according to 1 Corinthians 11, verses 10. That for the sake of the angels, a woman ought to have a sign over her, which shows her glory and submission to the husband, for the sake of the angels who serve us. When we studied in Genesis 18, we saw three angels of the family who always came to Abraham. And one came on behalf of the father, another to take care of the mother, even another to take care of the children. When the family appeared exactly like the one of God, some of what brought us to come back start the holy family and the holy marriage, we are trying to cry to God to bring back the angels of the family. For we had been abandoned. When we were in the world, families had been captured by demons. And when the mother is coming from a clan, she comes with her clan spirits, which will watch over her. Even she finds the father with his own. And you join the spirits of the father and the mother, and you give a portion to the children. But those things weren't supposed to be like that. If you had worked in the holy family and the holy marriage, we were supposed to be served by the angels. Like you see the angels of the church. Because the church begins right from your home to learn how you will be within the family. You had to send the angels of the family. Now after, when you come and you've learned to be in that small family of yours, you come in this of the father of the family of the church, and you see how you carry yourself out. Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
That's why we went back to study the things of marriage, the holy family, and the holy marriage. We've been studying many things. And we are on the law of the service. The service of each person in the whole family, in the holy marriage. Praise Jesus. And if you fail to fulfill these services, we heard that there are penalties attached, which they have beat you for that. Praise Jesus. And when you try to hold that penalty, you have to be scored with a penalty into the goal. You know, one day, David did something in the family, and he was scored a penalty. He wanted to enter himself. He had to die in that scenario. He had to accept the penalty pass through. The child go and die.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many things are going to be seen.
But
we first finish the law of the service. We've been studying on it many times. But we understood that one of the services which bring you in a family is to fight adultery and immorality. It's what brings you in the holy marriage. Even many others we saw. But first major, it's to fight adultery and immorality.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
And
things like that we've been looking at.
When
1 Corinthians chapter
7,
we move on with the part of the law of the service in the holy family and the holy marriage.
Bakolinso kisoke sura ya musanvu n'olunyiro 16.
First Corinthians chapter 7 for verse 16.
Kubanga gwe omukazi omanye otyanga tulirokola musajjawo. Oba gwe omusajja omanye otyanga tulirokola mukazi wo. Kino kyokka buli muntu nga mukama waffe bwe yamugabira. Buli muntu nga Katonda bwe yamuyita. Atambulenga bwatyo. Era bwendagira bwentyo mu kanisa zonna.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Quite familiar.
We had looked.
In case of single or opposite.
In case you've gotten saved. And the wife or a husband is not yet saved. You remain giving them that service which we studied of. But we saw many things. They told us that if you agree on the things of salvation,
yes,
praise Jesus, you can remain giving them those services. To agree on what we studied on last time, it's to see they're not going to commit adultery, they're not going to be getting drunk, they will not quarrel and abuse in the house. If you agree on that, even though they have not come to get born again,
the
Bible says you can remain and be with that person. But you don't know that your good acts may save that person. The acts remain doing as you preach to them. But we were told, because of the second law of the holy marriage, that told us we shouldn't commit adultery and things like that. It was told us if they are going into adultery and they come back to be with you, you two become an adulterer like them. And we saw that if you agree that is not worshipping other gods, go in it, I will not go myself. For two types of adulteries which can separate you, the spiritual adultery of forsaking the Lord, which is spoken of in Isaiah 4:10. That people have a spirit of adultery, which driven them to leave their gods. And we saw that in the law of the service, if a person enters into spiritual adultery and they forsake the Lord, you shouldn't remain giving them the services of the marriage like we have been studying them. Except when you agree, say, me, I'm not going to be saved, but I am ready to agree on all other things. Not committing adultery, not stealing. Children of God, many have been in such bondages. And they say, we were even wedded. If another is an adulterer, you have not caught in them and seen them. But they are in the shrine and you know that. Now, spiritual adultery can even cause you to separate. But the one who joins an adulterer, he who becomes an adulterer. Now, it is said, if you've come the way you are, it's good to agree on what we studied on. So we studied everything. In this next verse,
1
Corinthians 7 verse
18. Omuntu yenna yayitibwa nga mukomole. Teyejjangako bukomole bwe. Omuntu yenna yayitibwa nga si mukomole. Takomolebwanga. Okukomolebwa si kintu, n'obutakomolebwa si kintu, wabula okukwatanga ebiragiro bya Katonda.
Bible cheve gama do no kujanga bwoli.
That's why Bible says you have to come the way you are. But when you reach, you become a new creation.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
What about families?
That's why they say if you enter the family, perhaps you found you have four wives. Or like your two men. We tell you come with them. But when you reach here, you become a new creation. All the past you have abandoned it. What happens? They thrown me. Verses 24. It comes back. And it tells you, if they get you with a woman, you must go and pay for the
heart.
It means what? If you come, in salvation you've been having four women. The first one you entered with is the one you first give the chance that you agree with her. You have to leave the others. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you come here, the laws begin to lead you. In salvation, you're going
to
be saved. If that say you man or woman have gotten saved, me I've left, I'm not with you now. We look at the second woman. But if you say no, I'm not agreeing about your salvation. We get to the third one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If she agrees, you go with that one. For when you come, you must become a new creation. We must look at the criteria of the Bible.
He
gives the one who came first the family the first opportunity. The one we caught you with first.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, because of that, in the past seasons, people have been moving the way they have been wanting. And the born again can be with someone out who is a wizard. But when you join with that person, you to a wizard. That's why they say if you come and decide to be with that person, you must agree.
If you
join in that person things of marriage, you're going to become like them. Whoever joins with an adulteress, they become one body. You must agree that you remain be free. Here church has got a lot of bondage.
And
we wish to pray and the things you pray is not coming out. For your spouse in things of adultery or of worshipping other gods, and you are claiming you are with that person, and that all the services of the marriage you fulfill them. Now it's all about agreeing. Unto the one who is in such a situation now, we are to pray for you. Or to help you,
and
begin to give your spouse these messages and to see if God can save them. Already we found you with that person.
You
must just agree with the person. But you is coming.
Pray,
know how things will be.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And here we studied many things.
And
many times you go and get saved, or you got saved, and the man is a drunkard.
He
does every foolish thing,
but
not caught him in physical adultery. That word wasn't broadened. For most, we are not explained that it's a spiritual
tree.
You seek the Lord and you break his laws and commandments. I expect we learned how that adultery is explained. Now, before you get someone in the physical adultery, we shall always first concentrate so much on the spiritual adultery. For many have troubled others' lives. He commits adultery knowing you were born again, you do nothing. As the drink, Walaji say, the born again will forgive me. And she knows it. They have to first get me through an adultery. Why they do, they fight to hide that. All the others of the spiritual adultery, they do them. Now God, when he was calling us as apostles, prophets, and all pastors, it's our work to see that every born again gets freedom and they get a relief. Their liberty, as Christ called them. For when Christ calls,
say
the Matthew 11. 25 to 30.
Come
all who are weary and burdened, you will see your rest.
After
he gives you rest, when he leaves the disciples, he gives them the same mission. He tells you how to force and see that
if
born again gets their rest,
if
born again gets the relief.
Now,
when we see anything taking away their peace of Christ, we look for the light of the word to make them free, to know the truth to set you free. He explains here in Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah. We're going to come back.
Isaiah
28 verse 10.
Isaya esula ya makumi abiri munana nuri nyiriri ore kumi.
Isaiah 28 verse 10.
Kubanga chiba chiragiro kuchiragiro. Echiragiro kuchiragiro. Oru nyiriri kuru nyiriri. Oru nyiriri kuru nyiriri. Wano katono au katono. Nedda. Na yali yogera n'abantu bano n'emimwa emigenyi era n'olulimi olulala. Be yagamba nti kuno kwe kuwummula. Mumuwo kuwummula oyo akooye. Era kuno kwe kuweera. Naye ne bataganya kuwulira.
Kakati kiragiro kya Mukama waffe.
The command of our master.
Erife.
Unto us.
Abaweereza.
Who minister.
Kubanga nkimanyi nawe oli waakuweereza essaawa
yonna. I know you two are to minister anytime.
Naye manyanga mulimu gwe.
But know that it's your work. It's your work.
Ng'okola n'omwoyo mutukufu.
As you work with the Holy Spirit.
Okulaba nga mulokole ayingira mu kiwummula.
A born again enters their rest.
Era nga atuuka ekyanaga mutuufu.
And they reach them and say.
Nalokoka.
Really, I got saved. I offloaded all the burdens from myself. But threatening because you've not thought that way. To give people rest. And to give them a relief. And to see of the joy of their salvation.
But
most of them have seen rather sorrow.
They're
in different captivities.
According
to Psalms 51, verses 12, it tells us this.
Zaburi esula yata anomwemu nolu njiri ore kumine bili. Lugamba. Onkome zewo esanyo eliobulo kozivo. Onyweze no moyo gwe dembe.
Yes, yes.
Praise Amen. Jesus.
Nti abantu n'okutuuka leero.
People up to today.
Bagamba Mukama.
They say Lord.
Obulokozi kuba kubeera nga tugenda sanyuka.
Salvation is that we're going to get joy.
Tuwulire emirembe.
And we feel peace.
Era ng'omwoyo atunyweza mu bulokozi.
Spirit is a state of salvation.
Ye moyo we dembe mwenyini.
It's the spirit of liberty.
Naye twesinganye.
But we found ourselves.
Gabaru kuli bangi tebawumudde.
Many born kids have not rested.
Nga n'ekimu ku kibatawanya is the family.
Some of the things troubling them is the family.
Obufumbo we bayingira.
The marriage they entered in.
Kubanga obufumbo bwateekebwa wali tebulina musana.
Marriage was just put there. It has no light.
Ebimu ku bintu ebitabuulibwa nnyo mu kanisa.
Some of the things which are not preached so much in the church.
So nga tetusibuka mu family, tetusibuka mu bufumbo.
We spring from the families and from the marriages.
Gye tuva okujja tukungaanya.
That's where we come from to fellowship.
Ne bwe tukusanyusa wano.
Even if you make you happy here, there is no peace at your home. You still having a burden on salvation. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Let us
restore the joy of your salvation. And sustain with the spirit of liberty. Now the spirit of liberty, what it does,
to
be able to give you peace.
You
will come convict the world of sin.
You
will convict righteousness and judgment. And you will choose what you want.
But
that is how the Spirit gives us peace.
It tells you,
this is the wrong, this is the right. If you insist on, that's the judgment for you. And you choose yourself.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
You
know where the Spirit of the Lord is, that is there's liberty. And we want to ask ourselves, what is the problem in the family of the born again? For you find another, they began with their spouse, they are both born again. And one abandoned salvation. And they began to worship devils. They began to quarrel. They began to do funny things in the house. But they claim they are still looking for the proof to find in physical adultery. But there is a spiritual adultery still. Some of the things we studied, we are sure there has to be wise people in the word of God who have to be bringing liberty to those people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And if another has just been captured, let it be known whether they will be prayed for. If they do it in their understanding, now separation will be happening. You find a woman is born again. And what the man is doing to them, they beat, they kick the woman. She's still seated there. She's not caught the person in adultery.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But what to get the light of all those words? For we've seen sorrow within those words.
And
we ask where the Spirit of the Lord went. According to 2 Corinthians, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga. Naye bwe gukyukira Mukama waffe ekyokubikkako kigibwawo. Naye Mukama waffe gwe mwoyo. Era waba omwoyo gwa Mukama waffe we waba eddembe.
Nti Mukama waffe mwennyini
that our master himself
gwe mwoyo.
He is the spirit.
Era waba omwoyo we.
And where his spirit is there must be liberty.
Yes, he
was praise Amen. Jesus.
Siganye muteka lya service ino nga tuliraba.
In the law of the services we see it.
Olina mu bufumbo muna services okolera.
In the marriage you have services to do there.
Gwe tata oba mama.
You the father or mother.
Gwe tutuuka mu family.
Gwe to reach the family.
Na buli omu alina ebyokukola.
All of us have things to do.
N'abaana balina services.
Even children have services.
But
problem in our midst.
Services.
Those services. Some of the wild services. Or the major ones. They have contradicted with adultery and things. That if you join with an adulterer. Or that drunkard. You will be a drunkard.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
they told us some days past. There used to be bondage. And they told us, you know what you're going to do? If that husband sends you for waraji, you buy the waraji and pray for it. Buy it and curse it. But you have bought it.
And you forgot.
The judgment is going to put upon they who do things and who support them. Now this is like this. As we looked at the forgiveness of an adulterer, they are given a chance. Now people like them, you see them tell
the
things like this and that. What side are you choosing?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you're going to walk in the other way, don't forget Romans 1. For they tell you clear, you will not rebuke them who do them alone, even they who support.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you've got to buy waraji, and you've brought it. Isaiah 29 says, they will watch over unrighteousness, he will destroy them. Now you are the one who watches over unrighteousness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You've
not just from your husbands, not your wives,
but know
the things of righteousness of salvation. You're going to give them the moment God will live and give you. If he's to be prayed for, pray for them in that moment.
But
if they will never change, what will you do? What case does God carry out for they who refuse to change?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For that they will say, but we cannot pray for them. We can.
But
instead of asking, of praying for them, we ask them for the Lord.
You are in marriage.
40 years you've been praying for someone to stop drinking and go out in adultery. Now,
yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. 40 years. You're praying for the person. You are in captivity, you're suffering. You're crying to the Lord. Lord, save me.
He's
a drunkard, he kicks me after drinking. He's the born again.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
There is a moment God gives us of repenting in. When it finishes, and you see someone has not changed, Jeremiah will answer you. Do not pray for those people. Even if you pray for them, I will not answer them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We have to be careful of those words. Our family has come out a lot of chaos.
We
have reached to totally destroy the church. People are in two different captivities.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Another is in marriage, not fulfilling any service. That they are in a marriage.
As
in the people, is known as a husband and a wife to a person.
Yesu yebaze.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bira bino okutereera
abooluganda. All that has to be proper and aligned.
Katudeyo mu bakolinso kisooka musanvu.
Let's get back to 1 Corinthians 7.
Bakolinso makumi abiri.
Verse 20.
Bakolinso ekisooka esula y'omusanvu n'olunyiriri lwa makumi abiri. Buli muntu abeerenga mu kitiibwa mu kuyitibwa kwe, buli muntu abeerenga mu kuyitibwa kweyayitirwamu. Wayitibwa ng'oli muddu, tokyeraliikiriranga. Naye okuyinza bw'oyinzanga okuweebwa eddembe, waakiri obeerenga nalyo.
Owulidde ekiriwo.
You've heard what happens.
Oyitiddwa badde musibe.
You've been called when you are a captive.
Kale tugambe watomera omusajja oba omwami oba omukyala.
You knocked in the wife or the husband you got.
Wamutomera.
You knocked in getting that.
Kale bakusinganya oli musibe.
Okay, they have found you when you are captive.
Oyagala beeramu.
You want to remain in it.
Naffe kanisa tujja kugaana.
We the church will not refuse you.
Oyagala kubeera no no mwezi.
You want to be with an adulteress? You want to be with a thief? You want to be with someone who kicks you? You want to be with a person who is very quarrelsome? You want to be with that person?
Say,
if you want to be in it, you are free. If you can get freedom, you can. In the
law
of service, we are told many things. And people you found, and you tell them, yes, you have a kid with this man, but you caught him in adultery. Already slipped the other ends. And you tell them, friend, you are free to run away. And you get your freedom. But if you don't want, the rest you're going to fight it yourself. Jesus called you to give you freedom. But the other, penalties you're going to get of being an adult for yourself. For that you have to get them. When you go join with them, you come and notice, and you come back and beat yourself. And the week finishes, and you resume it. And another sickness comes. Why do you think people are sick in church? Things of coming across the blood of Jesus when they are not right. He told in 1 Corinthians 11 that someone we come the blood of Jesus, we are not right. Most get sick. Others get weakened. Others, they even die. Remember, every time we come on the word, we
are
getting close to the blood of Jesus and to be cleansed. Praise Jesus. But they have told you, if you want to be in the captivity, you are free to be within it. Christ called you to give you freedom. Though you are in the family, praise
Amen.
Jesus. If you are pleased to be in your prison, Jesus has never forced people. Praise Jesus. Let's repeat that verse and you hear.
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya musanvu olunyiriri lwa makumi abiri. Buli muntu abeerenga mu kuyitibwa kweyitirwamu. Wayitibwa ng'oli muddu, tokyeraliikiriranga. Naye okuyinza bw'oyinzanga okuweebwa eddembe, waakiri obeerenga nalyo.
Waakiri, at least. Mu kusemba yagambye.
And he said, maybe you still love your captivity. Jesus called you to be free. Praise Jesus. Perhaps you say, me, I still want to be in captivity. You know, it ashames. And you go in a prison to stand on behalf of another to set him free. And they tell you, me, I still want to be in the prison. You can be ashamed that you regret going for them. I may even pay that they add more years for that person. That they learn a lesson.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. But no, Jesus called you to get freedom.
He called
you to be a slave to some person or to some situations. If you
want
be free, you'll be free. But if you don't want, you can remain in your captivity.
Tulimbakolinso ekisooka essula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri lwabiri mu bbiri.
1 Corinthians 7:22.
Kubanga mu Mukama waffe eyayitibwa nga muddu aweebwa Mukama waffe eddembe.
Bwe bw'ojeri Yesu,
if you come to Jesus,
bwe wabadde muddu wa buli ekintu kyonna,
been a slave to anything,
yaba yakuyita kuwa ddembe,
he called you to give you freedom.
Kiri gy'oli,
now it's upon you.
Bwe n'ogambye nkyagala okuba omusibe,
he says, I still want to be a captive.
Nkyagala okuba n'omutamivu,
I still want to be with a drunkard,
mugwagwa,
with a foolish person,
omusezi,
a person who is a night dancer and things like that.
Nze nja kumusabira.
Me, I will pray for them. What he has not told you to pray about, how will you pray for it? How would you prove your salvation? But there are people who are elect and they were not. That is in inquiring.
But
we have to ask from the Lord. Lord, this person, is it to get saved or not?
But
they were prayed for their spouse a number of years. They abound.
There
is a person doing everything they find, and they give them all the services free.
The penalties you've
been gotten, ahead you see the penalties.
Some of them
give birth to children who are not proper. And let me tell you, if God brings penalties there like this, he says you can live in the joy of your youth, and he waits for you when you're getting old. And he beats you of the things you did initially. If he beats you immediately, at least it's better. But when you get old and he beats you,
there is no one
who suffered with penalties like Jacob.
Jacob,
he was blessed. But the problem, he never waited to get the blessing in the proper time in
peace.
He always wanted to blot in things and getting them. We don't abuse that our brother, for he did a lot of things to learn on our side. And God left him
path
through them that we may learn from him.
And
we know after he won and he got salvation.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But Jacob
already
was the firstborn. The blessing of inheritance was upon him. But I think they saw God delaying bring it back. God had given him signs which showed he could give him back the blessing. For Esau felt hunger, and he sold the blessing to Jacob, as there were two of them in secret. Have you understood
that?
He said, proved he had a blessing. He began to plot with the mother. And he clothed things. He clothed the sheep's skin. And he appeared like his brother. The father asked,
are you the
one? The body seems like for Esau, but the voice, I am the one. He's a liar. For the father was no more seeing. He played the blessing. But it had been attached with the sorrow. For from then he went to his uncle's place and paid for the penalties. He worked for one woman and they gave him another old one. Now, because he knew that if things are to get with strength,
he
said, I'm going to work for 7 more years for the other still. Remember the 7 years he worked for. He was repeated to the Holy Spirit, he was singing the lampstand.
But after repeating,
and he messes it again. And he was penalized there. Now many times he worked and they never paid him. And God spoke and told him, let me give you the last time. Perhaps you are paid for your penalty.
He
told me, do this and this, the animals will give birth. And he showed me the blessing. I have given it to you.
Now,
as was coming from Laban's place, an angel meets him.
Instead
of being patient, the angel to go to bless him as he's going, he began to wrestle with him by force.
An
angel cannot come to you without a message which has brought him. Now you begin to hold and struggle him. It's what they teach us in church, that hold the Lord. But they don't tell that after insisting on him, an angel blocked the socket bone of his side. He began to walk when he was limping one side like that. Asked him, what is your name again? He told him, I'm Jacob. He told you, no more Jacob. You are Israel.
It was
what brought the angel. He was to tell it to him when he was going away in the morning. His brother fought with him the entire night.
He brought me
from then out. He was walking penalized, he was walking off one-sided. Now, he asked him, what is your name? He asked him, why do you mind to know my name? Pastors tell us to pray for that blessing of Jacob. You wrestle with God in the night to bless you. What if he strangles you?
He'll
give you a car to get an accident with it after. Now if we get from there,
to
prove that the blessing Jacob got was only the name. As he reached to Esau, the one who was feared, Esau was blessed with possessions. He never worked for women. He had free women. He never paid for them like Jacob. Now the threatening thing, penalties had not been finished. They raped his daughter at the same time. As we are there, his son went to have a relation with another mother of his. Ended up when famine was too much on them, and the curses are in all the children, and they sold their brother. The one who was to redeem them, they sold him off. They ended up in
Egypt.
All those are penalties of a family. If you do what's not right in the family,
Jacob
was old, he's been taken to Egypt in his old age. Now many people in the world, they have those penalties but they don't know them, and they don't know where it comes from. But we ask God, as we study these things, become free. It's possible to get freedom, get freedom. Don't keep yourself in captivity. Everything you pay, you have to pay back. You know, let me tell you, if you get saved, most of the things you do, God has to beat you for them. He shouldn't leave you, the devil to accuse you and make you perverted. He has to pay you back. When the devil comes to accuse you, say, I beat the past man. I beat him.
Paul,
whom you know as Saul, he went on to persecute and beat the disciples. They beat Paul when he got saved. One day he was beaten for the stripes, sometimes seven stripes. Elsewhere he was beaten to death, and the angel of death first even got him. They went, dumped him, thinking he's dead, and they told him, you are not dead, you go back. And he took him to another place. The things you do, Getting penalties and you never knew them. And you insisted in captivity. You give services where they shouldn't be given. In the family or in the marriage. First Corinthians 7 verse 22.
Eyayitibwanga muddu aweebwa mukama waffe eddembe bw'atyo eyayitibwa nga waddembe ye muddu wa Kristo.
Bw'oba oli waddembe Yesu gy'ogenda okutandika okuwa
service
n'omwami gwakuwadde n'amateeka oba omukyala
gabeera
akuwadde.
Being a servant in the other situation, on two other gods and situations, it's not what he called you to be there.
Tulimba Korinso, ekisoke sura y'omusanvu, n'olunyiriri lwa abiri mu ssatu.
First Corinthians 7 verse 23.
Mwagulibwa na muwendo, temufuukanga baddu b'abantu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are bought by a price.
Every time
you get saved, know the precious blood of Jesus bought you. It's very bad to be there when you're serving a drunkard. That you love him so much, you feel you're in love with a drunkard. You've prayed for them enough years. He's refused.
He's
still there. Jesus gets surprised of you.
And you come
in salvation, you're praying.
There's
one who says, I have my Muslim husband. He's not a drunkard.
He doesn't
agree on that.
We heard
in 1 Peter
3.
People like those, if you agree with them,
they can
be saved if you preach or you show them your
good works. For
God gives them the first fruits, like of agreeing with you.
There's
no adultery, there's no drinking. The first fruits,
they have
already shown and
here.
And there are signs of getting saved.
You
are someone who says you're going your things amid I'm in my things. It's you who knows your salvation. Some people say the children we have given birth to. Now I cannot run from here. You cannot run. But you can become free. How does it come? We heard. A person like that has become a pagan. Tell them in the laws of the world.
Let me
take my portion and it takes his and it goes in his life. There are many ways to make you free in the
laws
of the service of marriage. We had a person like that. He's become a pagan person. Laws of the church can no more handle them, but the laws of the world.
You
must take them in the laws of the world.
We are saved.
I can't take him in the court, but he comes back home. Neither does he take care of the children.
He doesn't
take care of the children. He's in his own business. But he comes back. Pastor, he comes back.
He
comes back. Thank you so much. And he does well. And he gives the service. And you become adulterers, all of you.
There
are ways you can get to be free. You may pray, and God makes you free, and He provides for you. If you can take them in the laws. Some people are pagans. Others claim to be born again, but their actions, they are pagans, people of the world.
Bakolinso ekisooke sula y'omusanvu olunyiri lw'abiri mu nnya.
First Corinthians 7:24.
Abooluganda, okuyitibwa buli muntu kweyayitirwamu abeerengamu okwo wamu ne Katonda. Naye kubyobutafumbiriganwa sirina kiragiro kya mukama waffe naye mbagamba nze ng'omuntu mukama waffe gwe yasaasira okubeera omwesigwa kale ndowooza kino okubeera ekirungi olw'okubonaabona okwakaakano nga kirungi omuntu okubeera nga bw'ali wasibibwa n'omukazi tonoonyanga kusumululwa wasumululwa ku mukazi tonoonyanga mukazi naye okuwasa bw'owasanga nga toyonoonye n'omuwala bw'afumbirwanga nga tayonoonye
bagambye oba wasibibwa n'omukazi oba
omusajja
obusibe bwaffe yempeta eri ey'omwoyo gye tulabisa mu
mubiri
mba mufuuse
basibe
naye twawulira ekikusumulula kiri kimu gwa
bwenzi
obwenzi buli obw'omwoyo
n'obw'omubiri
ekisumuluzo kyokka kisobola okusumula n'odduka emiro
omukomero eryo
naye buli afumbirwa oba oyingidde mu kkomero
eryo
tegeeza ne bwe tubalaba nga muyingira wali
abo
baabasiba bali ku mpingu
emusirikirawo
tewabawo bye tuwogera abantu abali ku mpingu emu omulala ayinza
okuleka munne
naye bwe tunaalaba mwami gundi yokaana ne
nabatanzi nga
bayingira wali
we have to question
oyo bamukusiba naye ddi
bound and tied to that person.
Yeah, it's the way which came when we introduced they were going to be bound.
We open up a case in the church that this one saw the other when he never told us. And they never told even the parents when they were seeing each other.
Now,
ask me the lawyer of the government of God. I bring this case to the judges God put in place. Praise Jesus. I have spoken like that. If you see your colleague out there, when you come to us, you're going to open up a case. Not that we're going to accuse you, but we have to tie you. Praise Jesus. We do like this. I come like a lawyer of government of God, like the judge, and I bring out this case. And the judges and the lawyers. Praise Jesus. And we open that case up. And we call they who are pleading the case. Now, the pleader of the woman or the man. Praise Jesus. That girl, she comes with a judge and a lawyer. The judge is someone who's already married, he's judging in his home. Now their lawyer, this one is not yet entered. The lawyer is someone who pleads for the one he stood for. At least this month, this one is there saying we have to tie them. Your judge of the woman, even the man brings the boy, he comes with his lawyer, even a judge. A judge is someone who is already in the marriage. He's in the marriage. He's judging issues of the home. This is your lawyer you bring to the people looking for money, but we saw the person. When we introduce him, we think, what are we on? What we try to see, you in here, you're seeking for witnesses that they are sentenced to be guilty. We don't look for any failure in that case. We seek for one thing that could be tied, and another shouldn't leave the other. What we try to bring to you, brethren,
is
the scripture. If you get that marriage, you're bound, you can't run from there. The only key is one. It's adultery.
It
means what? The right ring, what is the right ring? Who knows that? If you dare meet with someone, most of you have made a couple of rings with people. You have sex relations with different people, and those are rings. Others are in 7, others in 10. All of them have been rings and they are breaking them. And this we show here,
this
shows the secret thing we can't explain in people. The right ring is the day you meet that person, you have been tied. That's why it sets you free.
If
this one goes and makes another ring with another, which is called adultery. It's the only key which sets you free to go off. Why do you think except about me is what sets you free?
It
except of putting off your ring and you put it aside.
So
we have gotten out of this. Does that set you free?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
What can set you free is adultery.
The
day you tied that knot, it's the day you met. Many times when you fight with someone, we
are,
they have even committed cases, repassing the right
material.
Go repent the parents and pay them. For you are bound already. Reached in some churches, mostly in religions, and you do things you want and you give birth, and after you come to be given a ring, all along you've been in the ring, you're in it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
in salvation, told this to the boys. The girlfriend
reported
me, you've been in immorality, leave her alone and go off your life. Now, in setting them free, where have you sent them now? If Uganda spoke a wrong proverb, the one which has eaten does not pervert,
but the one has tasted
and knows the sweetness of the banana. It is the one which will escape. It is always watching and has to escape for it. That proverb is very wrong. What has eaten, you think it will not struggle to eat more? It is very wrong. The thing is this, brethren, if we find boys, big men, and they have spouses, to encourage them, go to meet the parents and give out things we have been given to the parents, we don't agree to separate them. We encourage them to continue being their service.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we align where they missed out. But don't dare try and we get you.
There's
one who said, I'll just go and they will get me.
They
will penalize you for going through things you are aware of.
It's
one of saying, if it is like that,
so can what?
Let me go and they get me. God will beat you and penalize you.
Oh,
you know, the one who knows to do good and never do it, it's the evil to their sides. They penalize you for that issue. Things are very easy. Here we don't want weddings of 100 millions. We want what is enough. God tells us, Proverbs
30,
from verse 6 to 8, do not leave me to be poor that I make your name discount. Leave me to be poor, rich. We want things when they are balanced and they are not of stress.
You
don't want to prophesy 100 million wedding upon you. When will you ever get that? And you are waiting for 100 million wedding. We want what is enough. We take the parents, what we have, which is enough.
And it
not be ashamed, but it's enough.
Amen.
And it's not of pride, but it's enough.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
prophesy. When I read the Bible, I don't see where it was put that when you get married, take 100 million to the parents.
They
say, let everyone pay what is enough for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that, brethren, the law of the service, in the family and the holy marriage, be with freedom.
Don't take
yourself in captivity of anything.
Tulimba Korinso ekisooka esula y'omusanvu n'olunyi lwabirimu munaana.
First Corinthians 7 verse 28.
Naye okuwasa bwe wasanga nga toyonoonye n'omuwala bw'afumbirwanga nga tayonoonye naye abali bwe batyo banaabeeranga n'okubonaabona mu mubiri nange mbasaasira.
Batusaasira.
They feel sorry for us.
Olw'ensonga.
Because
you
have to get prepared of the services.
First
is to fight adultery.
The
other, you exchange your bodies, they are no more yours. It means
you
have to stand in them and be prepared for them.
It reaches,
you have no appetite to eat food. You will remain with
your host,
and they have appetite and you have to bear it. Whether they bring the appetizer, it's them to know where they will get them from. Troubling is not that in marriage there is troubles, but maybe you are tired, you don't want to serve food, another serve food. It's what in the after taking away the others which have been bringing troubles, but their weaknesses, but remain to give services in there. Maybe when you have agreed that freedom and this we shall serve later, let's first prepare the saucepans
and
all the spoons to be well.
Tulimu Bakolinse Chisoke Suleyum Sanvu Noli Nyilwabili Mwenda.
First Corinthians 7:29.
Nechino chenjogera aboluganda nti ebiro biyimpa wadde okutanula kakano abalina abakazi babenga abatalina era n'abo abakaaba babenga abatakaaba n'abo abasanyuka babenga abatasanyuka n'abo abagula babenga abatalina n'abo abakoza eby'omunsi babenga abatabikoza bubi kubanga engeri ey'omunsi muno eggwaawo naye njagala mmwe obuteeraliikiriranga atali mufumbo yeeraliikirira bya Mukama waffe.
Batugambye
they have told us
ebiro biyimpawala,
day is getting short,
tulyoka tuyingire mu Mark 12:25
under
27,
where we're going to be in heaven is like the angels, and there's no getting married, and there's no marriage. What we do, let's do it in his rightfulness. Praise Jesus. What we do under the sun, let's use them rightfully. Praise Jesus. In the service of the marriage, the body will end. What I request is this.
Let's
fight everything the body brings which destroys.
Help us
fight every adultery and immorality and desires. We help them never to get any moment of lasting peace. For that will pass away. We've been in service, it will finish. But the truth is this. Even though God is going to choose people for doing evil things, but he has to choose people for the good they were to do and they never did them. Have you understood
that?
I was supposed to be a pastor, refused. I never pastored, but I even
killed
and I even committed adultery.
He
beats me for being an adulterer and failing to be a pastor at the same time. It means God doesn't punish someone for the evil they have done, but for the good they were to do and they never did them. Is it clear? You
are
to do them, you refuse, that is even rebellion. Every rebellion, God carries vengeance over it. Such that what were you supposed to do? Even in the family and the marriages,
there are
things you have to do, but you have refused to do some. You find a man, you have your services, you don't do them. You are supposed to bring food, do all things, you are there, lying down, sleeping. Even others, the services of the matrimonial services, they refuse. I have refused.
You
refusing, that is your service.
It's
even to reason with it.
Forgive
me, I've not been able this time. But they will say, leave me my things. Are they yours? In the service we exchange. The other get them yours and you get them yours.
Now, things
of family, let's handle them carefully. You may be there and you say, I've refused. I will not do this and that.
But
first thing, it's your responsibility.
And
this one going to adultery when you cause this to them, you too, it's a case upon you.
But
you were supposed to help them, you never helped them.
Yet
you are given the work of that exact service.
And
you too want a service.
A car
which is not serviced and has no petrol, you can't drive it. Let's say you never gave petrol to the car. You didn't put oil there, you want to drive it like that. Is it going to move?
You
don't buy food home, you've come, you're knocking. Let's go and eat. Are you going to drive a car?
There's
no petrol in. Washed well, they just off the roads. It's all disfigured like that. It has to scratch you. Gears are no more. They are no more. You don't renew it. You say, it's like a flat thing like that. But to give them to you,
they come
to give service. You have to see when oil is
changed.
When you wash it, it is polished with varnish.
You
want service. And the old car is aged.
You drive
it when it is struggling. You're driving. Let's give all the
services.
There are male and female cars in these seasons. That's our language here. It's a language of understanding. Male cars
who
are serviced. Male cars.
Like,
male cars. And they said a man is driving a male car.
You've
understood it. Because the car is a male car,
they say
it shouldn't have a tire in the car. You come that you want service. If you don't give it to me, you will not see me. They ask for it like that.
You think you're on top of it,
you don't know where the steering is.
You go
behind and you're pushing the car to move by force.
No.
The car is started very well, gently. You are gentle. And it will refuse. What is it going to do on the two? You are pressing gears at the same time. One by one gear. Slow. Begin as it's moving. Stop a little. Put in another gear. The way you drive.
But they want to
run as if it's on a slope. Financial situation is not well.
Come on,
may God save us. Things done in family are very dead. People may fall in another, they just drive.
There's
no oil.
When you
find a woman, she's 30 years, she's like 60 years.
It's
the car you never service. Look how it appears now. You mind one thing, drive big. Let us see. The words of the Lord.
First Corinthians
7 verse 32.
Naye njagala mwe obuteeraliikiriranga. Atali mufumbo yeeraliikira bya Mukama waffe, bw'anasanyusanga Mukama waffe. Naye omufumbo yeeraliikirira bya mu nsi, bw'anasanyusanga mukazi we.
Praise Jesus.
Mu kigambo kino,
in this word,
twasomako ku bakomole bali.
We studied of the ones who were the ownage.
Abataawe babirabo bino eby'obufu.
They were not given gifts for this marriage.
Ne tulabaka ata abaawe.
And we saw they were given the gifts.
Ebirabo byabwe nga bisobola okulya ku makya n'ekyemisana
n'ekyeggulo. And their gifts can eat morning, lunch and supper.
Kale bali abataawe.
No, the ones who are not given.
Bagambibwa nti basobola okubeerawo.
They were told that they can exist.
Abeerabiira kimu. Beeralikira kimu Mukama waffe asanyusa.
And they are wondering one thing, how they please the Lord.
Naye tulina emirimu gya mirundi ebiri. Ate abali abamaze oyingira.
We who are married have two kinds of work.
Okweraliikirira byombi.
To worry both of them.
Tusanyusiza tutya Mukama
waffe. How are we going to please our master?
Kubanga twawulira mu Balumi esula eri ekumi
na bbiri. We heard in Romans. Romans 12. To give sacrifice of wisdom. Praise Jesus. Living sacrifice, the ministry of wisdom. As we are renewed in our ministration. Separate what the Lord wants and what He never wants. Whoever gets married, you can't be worried about two kinds of things. Even the one in the family.
For
you have to see how the family will be happy and how the Lord too will be happy. Now, not to anger one side, but balance both sides.
This used to say,
I'm going to overnight. Maybe you have a devil in you.
I have no time to put water in
you. You serve yourself.
All this,
you have to balance. You leave home in His happiness. Even
Jesus, you come
to make Him happy in worship and praising Him. But the man says, I am going.
You
are going to be in the
overnight.
I have to be a man.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. If you enter this service, the Holy Family and Holy Marriage, you have to leave both sides when they are happy. That's why the Bible says, if you're going to be giving offering,
and
remember you left your brethren, you messed them up. You first leave your offering to give it out. And get back, reconcile with that person. Offerings. We have the tithe and the offerings. But we have spiritual offerings. It's the ministration of wisdom. You can't serve here, we still are serving. When you left, when you messed up your family.
You come here and usher.
See that God is going to send you anytime.
You're
not ready to settle your home, you man or woman. You are a prophet who is a woman. Prophetess. We too. We are prophets. The woman is telling the husband.
You don't know
the anointing of God, He will beat you. God commanded us to marry. He never knew that that would be there. There's one man told me out. As they're going to the dining of the marriage, he first knew that I prayed to the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me. I want
him
to touch this woman, your prophet. God doesn't know it. And you claim you are in the spirit. When will you get out of the spirit? We have been in spirit all day. Now you enter in some moments and you get out. Bible says we move within the spirit. That we may not sin. You sometimes check out of the spirit. If you find the man is home, that he is in spirit. That's why people say if you marry a pastor, you fall in a problem. Every time he's in spirit. In claiming
to be
spirit, he begin to get the tails of the sheep like that, claiming to be in spirit.
As his
spirit, yet he has been in the flesh, and he
chases
a sheep with a big tail. Don't pretend.
We want
things of rightness to be holiness. You who is in and who is coming know what to do there. If you dare,
no
cross and you enter home, that you claim you are in your spirit, it is to reason with your spouse.
Reading
the Bible, you never agreed on that. You come,
first come,
leave me alone, I'm in spirit. Don't deceive yourself. Those are services you have to do them. You have to agree upon it. I'm going to read and study for 1 hour. I will be reading. I ask you, give me the time.
You
are seeking the Lord. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. God doesn't know he gave you a responsibility.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Who has been fair in these issues?
Or
who expected
they
are going to be fair? Ask yourself, salvation has been lacking to get complete. What will you have done in this season? How many do you think are going to heaven? For some get to be right and complete in church. That's what they say. But the church of home messed it up already.
Tulimba Korinso ekisoke sura y'omusanvu n'olunyirwa satu mwenye.
First Corinthians 7 verse 34.
Era waliwo enjawulo ku mufumbo n'omuwala.
Bano babeera n'enjawulo.
These have a difference.
Ekino kye kino okuba abalumu.
This is what has happened.
Bwe tujja wano.
If we come here.
Manya omufumbo n'omuwala.
Not the married person, the one who is not married.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Even when you reach home, or you're moving, you know that you got married, or you're married.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus. For we come here, you're getting a brother. You are a married person. You're holding a brother like this. How are you? Praise Jesus. You are on a sister.
Sister. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. How are you?
Sister, no
mufumbo. A sister is a married someone's wife.
Very no kwa no mtego.
You can't even touch the head. Who is me? Who is that?
Mujewa ne mizanjo jamu.
Take away your funny games from here.
Manyenja uro.
Know the difference.
Ateka nkuwe ne ngasi sister simu
fumbo. Let's not be a sister.
Era ne mbuzanjo kwa adako ba kugano kwa adako.
Joking like that, they refuse to touch them.
But
you are on the charcoal stove, you are the G. You are getting closer and nearing yourself. We must be people who are understood by the public. They see us. Now, you the married man, you
should
always look at the sisters. What is wrong with you? As if you are calling them. You look so much at her every time. You are shaking your eyelashes like that.
What?
Are you still searching? Stop the things, look right.
If you see the
sister, see her once. Don't insist on watching. As they even look at you and see. Even the sister has become a problem with the brother. Every time she's looking. And the way she has designed the eye, it's like of a dove. But let's act in a way.
Who's
not getting married or gotten married? Not everyone that look at them. For you roll and spoil your eyes, you are like a chameleon. You look at this and you look at that.
Neda.
Not like that.
They walk nulira go bakugamba okulaba.
They want to look at you. If they told you, if you got me the person, look at the person.
Nayoli muno oli omulaba noli omulaba kati bonoge na bagamba.
Are you going to take hold of them?
Don't
mess up, you are not going to give service.
You are
not going to be able to serve love to them.
But
you are there screwing your eyes. I have seen a hand behind. Praise Jesus. I pray that you separate. If I've seen, I can't analytically look at the person. You're going to see them when we are studying.
You
are studying and you're scrubbing your eyes, you're watching in the studying room.
You've
reached where you are in the choir. They are lining up, you're behind. You are seeing how the floor is.
Now,
what praise shall we be
in?
Whether it can carry three or four. Don't look so much. If you've seen, go ask God.
You
come home and you see everything. See a little.
Take
times of seeing and not seeing. Everything has its time and seasons. Every time you're watching, you're everywhere. We are teaching, you're turning behind to see again.
Let's
have seasons and times of everything. God will see you are wise in that issue. And we see a person who is
careful.
That the one who is careful is seems to be in the world.
Verse Corinthians 7:34. Era waliwo enjawulo ku mufumbo n'omuwala atafumbirwa yiraliikirira bya Mukama waffe abeerenga mutukuvu omubiri n'omwoyo naye afumbirwa yiraliikirira bya mu nsi bw'anaasanyusanga musajja we
naye tekitegeeza nti tasobola kuba
mutukuvuwawulira
mbebula niyo essula eri ey'ekumi
n'esatu
nti obufumbo busibwemu ekitiibwa abantu
bonnakubanga
butukuvu n'ekitanda
kibwe
kibeera mu amateeka ge tusoma
agavunaanyizibwa
ku bufumbo
obutukuvu. But it means what? This is not, who is not married. But they can be holy in spirit and true and body. If you have not married, not got married, don't enter any
action,
even any meditation of acts which are wrong. Praise Jesus. If you know you have those situations, don't waste to say that you're not married or get married. You are going to harbor unrighteousness within you more than the one who is married or who has gotten married. The one who would have thought not be righteous, but they get fulfilled and they get their services and they leave that aside. I speak of this. They would have meditated about the dining, the marital dining. They get it and they never think evil. You is not married or get married. You think and you get corruptible.
nti ono yandibadde ayonooneka n'abeera nga si
mutukuvubwe
yandibadde ayongera okulowooza ebigambo
ebyonaye
nga talina gwagenda
naye
kakati n'aleeta ono
naono
namulabaoyo n'aba mwenzi
nnyate
kati ono yandibadde atayonooneka
obufuyeralikira
kimu nkoze nta
kino kigwe
kandabe munnango
ekyo kiweddeko
kwegamba mu kino mukama atuwa
service
nti olina okweralikira okulaba nga muno tayonoonye okumuyamba kaleme kugwa mu nsobi yonna
ey'ekibi
ng'ayita mu kikolwa ekyo ate kyebakuwaako
obuvunanyizibwa
kirungi nnyo n'okubuuza oba omuntu n'okulya anaalya osobole otegeke naye mulimu abekwasa ensonyi
zawali
ku saidi yabano
bagundi
abali mu kifaananyi kya maama waffe
yesuogera
ku bakazi n'okubuuza
tabuuza
n'okutunula atunula
butunuli
ebikolwa ebyo byemwefuula
abasuddemumuvudde
okukola obutali
butuukirivu
okulya oyagala
ate
oganye okugamba bajjule
kati
ekiro ogulungutana
mundamu
osula olowooza ebibi
basitaani
ne balyoka bakugabula ebijjulo mu birooto ne bazanyira ku ggwe ne bakuwa
bubooyi
bannaye muveemu
ensonyi
ensonga ziggwe
tubeere
batukuvu webake osobole okufuna ku birooto
ebirungi
naye webakira ku mubunkenke
oganye
okubagamba bajjule abalina
okujjula
nga webakira mu birooto
ebiate
kankubuulira
ekibeerao
emirundi gy'okoma nga weegatta
n'ebyoebintuduka
ekiseera apetaiti y'ebyokulya ne munno nga
tokyanirira
nga biri bigenze bikuteekamu obulogo
bwabyo
otuuka ekiseera
nga
bweba mumotoka giya za mpaka nga si otomatiki
n'akatonga yamaniooyingizamu
giya ziba za
mpaka
abasajja bangi bebaka n'ebintu
bebamazeemu
tebakyalina addo amaanyi g'emmotoka
agayingeni
kubanga yingini ekiro kyonna oba baani abazivuga
oyo
yenna asiba
ayiikaotokakyona
basitaani babeera mu mmotoka ye nga
bavuga
agenda ozituka okukebera ku mmotoka nga oyiro yenna yayiise
dda
kansubire ontegeretwagala okwogera okuleeta okutegeera naye mu bigambo ebitali ng'emmotoka yeyo wano
oyironeyiwanewakumpi
emirundi musanvu mu kiro kyonna sitaani yabadde ku mmotoka yo
ng'avugaolw'ebirowoozo
ebibi kale tulongooke mu mwoyo
n'emubiri
kubanga tuwawulira bakolisa ekisooka essula
ey'omukaagetwagulibwa
n'omuwendo
mungi
kale tusengamu katonda ffe mu mubiri ne mu
mwoyoekitiibwa
tuli mu bakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri lwa ssatu mu
ttaano
njogedde ekyo okubagasa mmwe bennyini si lwakuba nga kyambika wabula olw'obulungi era mulyoke muweerezenga mukama waffe obutategananga.
Owulidde bulungi bino bye tuliko bye tuyiga
olwaleero
sikyambika tewutamu kukyeraliikirirabeera waddembe ng'oyingidde mu famire
yomufumo bwo
beera waddembe okwogera
kyoyagala
kasita emmotoka obanga ogikutte
bulungina
bwe twasosa
okusaba
kyonna ky'oba oyagala tosirika okusirikako mulimu obuyinike
bungi
akyogedde si kubanga
tweraliikiwabula
tufune eddembe
tuweereze
n'okuweereza nga tulina
emirembetuli
mu Bakolinso ekisooka musanvu n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu omukaaga naye omuntu bw'alowoozanga nga takola bulungi muwala we obanga ayitiridde obukulu era obanga kigwana okubeera bwe kityo akolenga bwayagala tayonoona bafumbiriganwe
ekyokufumbirwa kyo mukama
takigaanye
mulimu abaali bawaddeyo abaana baabwe mbwoyo mwana wange ye agenda kuweereza
mukama
si wakufumbiwanaye ng'omwana alemeddeko
yagaaneddamu
nze taata njagala
kugendako
kati taata yeekuniza alinga atamanyi muwala wekyayitamu oba omulenzi kambabuireko
bazadde
temwebuzaabuza ku nsonga
zino
omwana oyo agenda okukuleetera nti njagala
kufumbirwa
yaba amanyi ebizibu
bye
singa obadde mwetegefu okubiwuliriza wandirabye kyayitamu neddaakatimwanange okyalina okugenda osoma ebbakyala
obuwaadi
azisome
ng'afaananaatya
ng'ali mu
bwenzi
omanyi tetuli abaddugavu abafirika wamu tulina enkola ezo tetwagala nnyo okumanyamu kuleetera abaana bano okutegeera obanga ensonga ezo ddala kyekiseera bazirimu
bazitegeera
nabo kyebakola batandise
tupalapalanye
bakomawo bamaze
okukkuta
ate tulina n'enkola
eyo
egamba nti ogira weetaasa
which say that you survive
naye ebyekkanisa si bwe biri
but church is not like that
kitegeeza tuba tulina okubabuulira
we have to tell them how to go about
nanga bwe kigwana
how they are supposed to carry on
yes
praise Jesus
Bakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'omusanvu lunyiriri lw'asatu mu musanvu
First Corinthians 7:37
naye oyo anywera mu mutima gwe nga tawalirizibwa naye ng'ayinza okutuukiriza by'ayagala ye era nga yamalirira kino mu mutima gwe okukuumanga muwala we alikola bulungi kale afumbiza muwala we akola bulungi era n'oyo atali mufumbiza yalisinga okukola obulungi
yesu yebazibu
bwabanga
omuwala yasazeewo
ye
tajja kufumbirwataata nakkiriza kirungi
naye
ate bw'aba ye ayagala
kugenda
oba omulenzi ayagala kubanga then aba alina eddembe
ly'okugenda
kino kyalekebwa buli muntu atwala eddembe
lyo
yesu
yebazibu
ate bw'osinga ntaata nange omugambye nze nnengera kubeera mu bya yesu ng'amanyi embeera
zekubanga
n'abalala naffe era n'abafumbirwa n'abasiza nabo balimu
ebyoabaweereza yesu
babula gwe lwakuba obadde wejjako obuvunaanyizibwa
obulala
oba obufumbo obutukuvu
n'oyagala
obeere
muvunaanyizibwaobaokubanga
tuweereza
mukamaffe
tuweereza emirundi
egyoanisa
eya famire yaffe ewaka
neya
kristo kubanga tumanye ekkanisa
etandikira
Bakolinso ekisooka 7:39 omukazi asibibwa musajja we ng'akyali mulamu. Naye musajja we bw'abanga yeebase nga wabusa afumbirwe nga gwayagala.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Osibibwa omukazi.
Your
woman is bound.
Everything setting you free is not been able to separate you.
And
none has been done for you. Adultery. You are bound until this person sleeps. They don't say that when he dies, when he sleeps, and they have slept in Christ, and in the Jerusalem city.
Wano wetuganira ekirayiro kiri.
Yes, we refuse the other oath.
Okufa kwe kuli twawukanye.
That life will separate us.
Kubanga kufa baba kubawukanye.
For if death is to separate you,
omwaba inokugenda mukeye.
One has to go to hell. And another goes to heaven.
Naye bwetuba twebase.
But if you're sleeping,
bweba kanosoka mu Yerusalem.
Once it's Jerusalem city.
Then nakusangayo.
Then I'll find you there.
And
in our oaths coming on,
we're
going to swear the last thing. If
you
will be first before me in Jerusalem, I will find you there. If it will be me first,
you
will find me there, be like angels. But I don't take the freedom and liberty
from
you. If you will be me first to go, you are free to get another brethren. The one who will help you that you reach Jerusalem. All things are going to change. We're not going to do the ones of the Catholics.
Then
we'll separate you, one to go where? We no more die, we raised up.
The
body is what sleeps when we go to Jerusalem. Jerusalem of heaven. And I tell you one, my friend, except sleeping, if
you'll
be fast to sleep,
I'll
find you in Jerusalem city of heaven.
And
if I'll be fast, you will find me there. Do everything possible to find me. I don't take your freedom from you. If I go fast, you are free to get
a brethren
who's not going to take you off track of reaching home. Death will separate you to go where yourself.
We
to go to heaven. Now we separate from you going where. And at the end I say, after if you have come, there will not be jealousy over the one you bought. We are not going to be married there. We are going to be like angels. We shall be in joy all the time. And you say,
amen.
I need to tell them you.
Amen.
But death will do separate us. I hear in poverty, in wealth. Who prophesies poverty upon themselves? God has put two things.
I
put Deuteronomy 30.
I
put blessing in life. A curse and death. Choose. You begin to choose both.
He says,
death and life. At least choose life. And you choose both. In death and in losing. We are not going to swear both of this. That's why you suffered so much in your marriage. You
shouldn't
for you. Swear you have to separate. And death has to separate you. You must even get sick for you sweared it in sickness. And when we speak of those words, we choose only blessings, life.
And we say,
death and curses
they
surely happen, what to people who will bring them. The swellings are going to be changing.
For
the Lord said, they will surely happen. But what to the one who brings them?
And
you begin to swear them.
We bring the
devil brings sickness, what to him? But
we are
not going to swear. I hear in death, in poverty, in lack. In death and in losing, in sickness and in life,
Yovura family muba muyino okulwala
ne mulamu kamu ne mulwala. Sick you get well you get sick the chain never. Kana
we kama ro kulwala
ne kana no kulwala. Child is finished to face another is sick.
Mwaga mulino okulwala.
You said have to get sick.
Ate mugana ki.
And what do you refuse that? If you are well 3 months, you have to get sick 2 months. For you swear that. If you get rich 3 months, and you get poor 3 months, you shared that thing.
Ate mu mudeno tukuba kufa tukuba bitu bwavu ate kuwagamba oja kubeera olwaki sobera okuba byali
you be there within it why are you beating it right now
oja kuba ko murokole
you be at the
point mizimu
who strikes demons
ate nagera nawagira ba red devils
after they go to support the red devils
ba Manchester
the Manchesters
they
say he is in the field supporting us. Now we reach a church that is beating us.
Have
people been supporting the red devils? Where are people of the Manchester? Most of the people here left to things. But the born again of Manchester Red Devils. You are the one who beat the demons in the church all the time. And you go out to support the demons you are red.
There's
a secret behind that deal. They are demons. And the witchcraft do it in the red garments. Others are in black garments. Others in white.
That's
even pastors, they are wizards like that.
But
they wear always white. They always wear plain white. And they said what God told them.
Oh,
just know that these clothing, all of them are there. God is not of conditions like that.
But
if you have to serve me white, wear white.
Verse Corinthians 7,
verse 39.
Omukazi asibibwa musajjawe ng'akyali mulamu. Naye musajja we bw'abanga yeebase nga wabusa afumbirwenga gw'ayagala kyokka mu Mukama waffe
kyokka gwe
but
tonoonya wabweru
don't look for someone outside
kubanga olina ofuna ow'oluganda
mwennyini
anaakuyambako ttuuka eri gye tugenda
yerusaalemi mugulujerusalem of heaven
kati ogenda ng'owammanta eyo wabweru
you go out searching for our people. Maybe like we first heard that when you came with a person,
you've
gotten saved flesh, not born again, or you get saved. Or both of you got saved. But the one who has been the Lord Jesus, and the brethren has gone has been the Lord. He's gone home, the oath you made is to meet. You go get someone out who will take you off track.
And
not all who are here that you are of here.
And the Munavaswama.
So they are they who are just here, they are plotting for things and people.
Babaja.
They are calculating.
As
we are going to check. We shall first ask you who is the love you're speaking about. That is what we first studied.
If
you tell us love is blind,
we
tell you take away your blind love.
love,
who is blind is taking you where? If the blind is the blind, where are they heading to?
Love
is God Himself.
And
you is going to become a father.
Love
manifesting in you is the father.
We
want to manifest how the father does the things.
Love
in the woman who is going to get married
is
the Lord Jesus.
Love.
The love who appears in the children. It is the Holy Spirit. It's the love of the three types we have. And it is God.
We started of him,
and all his characters you have to be having. The world never got that message, you have to look for it, that they give it to you. And you know the things of love.
But I hear
love is blind. No, leave me alone. He's taking us where? The one who is blind. The one who sang that love, where are you taking me? The love, you don't know where he is taking you.
Sitani.
That is the devil.
Sitani,
the devil is a blind. He will leave you and cast you in hell. You cannot explain love. It has no color.
God
is love. He has no color. Things of the body, I hate them.
Bakolinse ekisoke sura eyo musanvu n'olinyirwa makumi ana.
First Corinthians 7:40.
Naye aba omusanyufu okusigala nga bwali nga nze bwe ndowooza era ndowooza nga nange nina omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Bw'oyagala okusigala nga olina
mwami,
obeera wa ddembe.
You are free.
You
can fight all the characters of the foolishness and the thoughts which are not worthy. On the other day, we come back to see the widows and their works. The politics making you a widow. Not every person who is not a wife or woman is a widow or a widower, not my friend.
They are qualities.
You must possess to become a widow or a widower. Not everyone was lost a wife or a husband, that they are a widow.
You're
going to see the qualities and what you are supposed to do.
Service
which have been shown in the church. Teaching the one who are down under all the characters of God.
Qualities
worthy of you to become a widow or a widower.
We shall
handle the service of the children in the home. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Maybe if you have a question, let's have 5 questions.
What do I teach you?
Hey, no one with a question?
Okubulira obo omukyala n'obulira omwami mukama waffe byayagala. Kati kyenjagala okutegeera nti bwe tuba nga tusangiddwa nga fenna tetubadde balokole naye omu n'alokoka ate nga tamuyitirangamu biri nga bwe tusomye.
Yatugamba mu Peter. Ekisooka essuula eno ey'okusatu. Yayogera naffe ebigambo bino.
He spoke these words. Olisooka. Olisooka. Peter, ekisooka essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olisooka. Bwe mutyo abakazi mugonderenga babbammwe bennyini era nga bwe wabangawo abatakkiriza kigambo balyoke bafunibwenga awatali kigambo olw'empisa z'abakazi baabwe. Amen.
Bwe mumala okubanga mwakkaanyiza n'akuleka n'olokoka n'atakugaana Yesu yebazibwa. Bwaba takuganya kulokoka n'akukkiriza n'olokoka ate bwaba akukkiriza okulokoka ne mukkaanyaku nga terikwenda terikola ki
kyonna
n'ayinza okubigumiikiriza osobola okusigala naye. Yesu yebazibwa.
But if you
find yourself,
embrace
the throne with heart.
Nakutwala okusinza bakatonda
botamanya. Takes you to worship gods you've never known.
Bible yekutegeza.
Bible tells you.
Ngakwose okukumukuba amayinja.
You'll be the first to stone him.
Nekuluno.
But this time.
Etukuba amayinja kana agabulijjo.
We don't stone with physical stones.
Tulina amayinja ejinja eddamu yemukama
wafe Yesu. We have the living stone, the Lord Jesus.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
It is the word of God.
Kwose okumujira ebyawandikibwa.
You'll be the first to bring scriptures for them.
Kumulaga bino nebino tebikirizibwa.
Show this in this is not acceptable.
Singa agaana.
If they refuse.
Biro bijja tuka mulemagane.
Seasons will reach to fail with each other, for they can begin to refuse to come for fellowship. What will you do for that? They can tell you today, they called us in the view, we're going to worship devils, let's go. What will you tell that
pastor?
Let's read Deuteronomy 14. This we are going to read, that don't stone them with physical stones. I have explained to you, we have the living stone, the Lord Jesus. He came in the scroll by which was written about.
It's going
to bring out a scripture to explain them. And to tell them, my brethren, I didn't want to separate with you because you refuse the things of Christ. And you are taking me in things you never want.
Once,
we are going to be separating. There is a time for us to agree. Let's agree. Deuteronomy 13.
Soka. Ekyamateeka esula ya 13 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Deuteronomy 13 from verse 1.
Bwe wanaabangawo wakati mu ggwe nabbi oba omulosi w'ekirooto n'akuwa akabonero oba ekyamagero. Akabonero ako oba ekyamagero ekyo ne kituukirira, kye yakugambako ng'ayogera nti, tugoberere bakatonda abalala botomanyanga era tubaweerezenga, towuliranga bigambo bya nnabbi oyo oba omulosi w'ebirooto oyo, kubanga Mukama Katonda wammwe ng'abakema okumanya nga mwagala Mukama Katonda wammwe n'omutima gwammwe gwonna n'emmeeme yammwe yonna. Munaatambulanga okugobereranga Mukama Katonda wammwe, ne mwekuumanga ebiragiro bye, ne muwuliranga eddoboozi lye, era munaamuweerezanga ne mwegattanga naye. Era nnabbi oyo oba omulosi w'ebirooto anattibwanga, kubanga ayogedde eby'okujeemera Mukama Katonda wammwe. Eyabajja mu nsi y'Emisiri ononola mu nnyumba y'obuddu n'akusendasenda okukyamya okuva mu kkubo Mukama Katonda wo lye yakulagira obutatambulirangamu. Bw'otyo bw'onoggyangamu obubi wakati mu ggwe.
Kaakati abalala bagambye boogera ku
bannabbi.
Ebyamuganda
Tuli mu kyamateeka essula ya 13 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Deuteronomy 13 verse 10.
Muganda wo, mutabani wa nnyoko, oba mutabani wo, oba muwala wo, oba mukazi w'omu kifuba kyo, oba mukwano gwo, alinganga obulamu bwo ggwe.
Ng'owulira omwagala.
If you love him or her,
alinga.
And like your life,
tuli omubiri gumu.
You feel your one body.
Bw'akola ng'atyo.
If they do what?
Bagambe n'okuba mu kifuba kyo.
Say the one who is of your chest.
Tuwulirize.
Kyamateeka sura ya 13 olunyirwa mukaaga.
Deuteronomy 13 verse 6.
Oba mukwano gwo alinganga obulamu bwo ggwe. Bw'akusendasendanga ekyama ng'ayogera nti tugende tuweereze bakatonda abalala b'otomanyanga ggwe newankubadde bajjajjaabo, ku bakatonda abamawanga ababeetoolodde abali okumpi naawe oba abali ewala okuva ku nkomero y'ensi okutuuka ku nkomero y'ensi, tomukkirizanga so tomuwuliranga so n'eriiso lyo terimusaasiranga.
Naani omwetegefu?
Who is ready?
Nga muntu wa mu kifuba kyo bannange.
The person of your bosom.
Namuzaalamu n'abaana.
I even have children with him or her.
Sikugambye genda otabukira abantu.
I have not told you go begin to rise up against your people. There is a time of his being preached or her. Little by little in grace. If they give you audience.
But
if you spend time preach them and they refuse, what will next you understand
it?
For they will tell you some of these things.
And
they say they are like your very own life. You know a person who is like your life.
It will
want to separate from the person. And he said, my God,
my
beloved, Jesus tells me to leave this person. I
fear
to speak of it. Let's finish here. Deuteronomy 13, verse 8.
So, tosonyiwanga. So, tomukwekanga.
It's nothing like hiding the past. He was telling me in open. They say you shouldn't speak such in secret. Deuteronomy 13, verse 9.
Naitolemanga kumuta.
In
those days, you used to kill the person yourself. Those seasons were not easy. Today we no more stone them physically. We get out the word of God. We
deliver
what Jesus wants and what he never wants.
And
we tell him, decide yourself.
His
brethren, God said to get free.
Remember,
it is like your life. It is of your bosom.
This
person.
This
time God say, you know what? Worshipping devils, leave the person.
I have
how many? 5 kids with him or her? I'm dead. I remember
the love
where we are youth.
So
things, how will I leave them? Only two Jesus and the things.
No,
and this person is going to choose what? It's the word he
says.
He who loves much their mother are not worthy of me.
No,
even the one who loves
me,
their children are not worthy of me.
You
love my, I tell you, see,
we
are in this marriage. But if you are loving, be in 50, 60, reserve
some.
Don't finish yourself. Leave Jesus the one to join you there. But the 40 Jesus the one who puts it there. If you forsake him and he takes the 40 things
with
you, we are not together.
100 say 40 50. Yes,
it's for Jesus, he puts it there.
Yeah,
he's joined us to become 100. If you take it off, we shall have 50 and we're not balanced. It will give you boldness. If someone will do a foolish thing, and you look for the way to run away. But we are 100 by 100 in the heart, in body. You will knock. Leave it for Jesus to fill it. Tell them I love you 100%, but I have 50. 50 is for Jesus. If you
forsake
him, do what he doesn't want. I will look for where he will fill the 50 from. And we share. And we leave Jesus to fill the 50 portion. 100 when he knows.
Yes, we are
that Jesus feels the 50. Have you understood it well?
Deuteronomy 13,
verse 9.
Naitole manga kumuta. Omukono go, gwe guna soka anga okubaku ye okumuta.
Haya. We were
the first with the stone.
Yes,
have 5 children, but
what a ginger! I
have beaten my heart, but I have to beat it more.
But
this time you are the first to bring out scriptures for them.
For
we know we have the living stone.
Deuteronomy 13:9.
They used to stone the person. According to 1 Peter 2:3-down, we have the living stone, the Lord Jesus. And in Hebrews 10, verse 5-down, it shows it came in a scroll by which it was written about.
Now we
bring scriptures which speak of him, and we push swords of the words to them. Praise Jesus.
And
we teach and cut them.
If they
refuse to be operated, and we ignore them.
But
we no more stone them with physical stones. The olden days were not easy. Let's thank the grace that is the Holy Spirit. If he left us in those eras, the way you get your brethren and stone them
physically,
or they told you to go worship devils. Now because of time, we shall have other questions the other day.
I
think you've understood clear that word. Let's go and praise and worship. We have the second service, John of Heaven.